Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who is Senate Democratic Leader. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
As we said when we had just a moment to talk, just another day at the Capitol. Oh, my goodness. The population increased dramatically in downtown Lansing today.
That's right. They are predicting, or they're estimating that it was about 4,000 people here today. So,
And they are, in large part, my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, they were there demonstrating and rallying against a lot of the budget proposal of Governor Snyder. Specifically, the emergency financial managers were high on the list.
It's true. But there were a lot of different groups here that banded together. You know, teachers who are opposing the massive cuts to education, and public safety officials who are opposing the cuts that are going to really compromise our fire and police protection. And so there were people from all walks of life that were represented here today, and it was a loud, wild rally like none I've seen before.
And you were, am I correct that you were at the rally yesterday as well and were able to speak for a few minutes?
I did. I spoke at yesterday's rally, and I spoke at today's rally. And, you know, people are really craving justice and a real budget that moves all of Michigan forward and has genuine shared sacrifice, unlike that which the governor has proposed.
And what is the injustice that is perceived and that you and apparently thousands of others feel is happening?
Well, the governor has proposed a tax shift of $2 billion from businesses in Michigan to individuals, namely seniors via the pension tax, working poor via the earned income tax credit phase out, as well as the raising the income tax. And so in addition to all of that, to fund his tax credit to business, he's slashing our schools and our public safety. So people are outraged, and they should be.
And just today, I mean, you know, this is news today. You, as well as House Democratic Leader Rick Hamill, are announcing that you're going to put together a constitutional amendment.
We've got a constitutional amendment bill that would protect collective bargaining in Michigan. And right now, it's a statute, but it's not in our Constitution, and we see efforts to chip away at it every single day. The governor has said he thinks that the right to bargain, the collective bargain rights, are important, and so I say let's take this off the table and put it right into our Constitution so that we don't have these continued efforts to rip away at working families' ability to negotiate.
And as you said, it's a statute now, and you want to put it into the Constitution. And the governor has said that he wants to work with unions on collective bargaining. Is there a mistrust, or you just want to get it in writing so that people are more comfortable?
I would just like to put it into the Constitution so people know that they really do have this right, and it's not a right that can be changed on the whim of the legislature. And so I think that if the governor's true to what his rhetoric has been, and same with my colleague on the other side of the aisle in the Senate, Senator Richardville, then we should be able to do this.
And I guess I wonder, you know, playing devil's advocate a bit, Senator, where should these cuts be taken? Cuts have to be made somewhere. Where do you see areas where these significant cuts can be made?
Well, Cheryl, we have over $36 billion of tax giveaways on the books that never go scrutinized. Every single year we scrutinize our education budget, and yet you've got all this special treatment for special interests on our taxes, which are just tax giveaways. $36 billion, that's three times more than what we spend on education in a year. So that's the first place I would start. Let's really open up the books and say, you know what, if a tax credit is good and it achieves, you know, the public policy of jobs or, you know, investment in Michigan, then let's keep it. And if it doesn't, we should get rid of it. And that's the way that you go about balancing the budget.
Now, the proposal, the Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal is just that, a proposal. Are these things being opened up and looked at this point as we're going through this budget process, or are we being distracted by what's going on with some of these rallies?
I think that the process is continuing to move forward, that there is going to be, you know, debate in earnest on a lot of the individual things in the governor's budget. And to their credit, I'll say my Republican colleagues are unrolling the budgets to some extent so that we actually do have some transparency here in this process, unlike what the governor proposed. So, everything's moving forward, and in that process, it's very important that people have their voice be heard.
And the collective bargaining, of course, that we're seeing that echo across the land. You know, it kind of developed a big voice in Wisconsin. We've seen that, of course, now here in Michigan. Indiana and Ohio are also dealing with similar issues. What is it about collective bargaining? If you're still allowed to sit at the table and work on these things, what is it that folks think is being stripped?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. The emergency financial manager legislation, for instance, says that one person, an appointee who is not elected, who can go in and undo contracts that were lawfully negotiated between elected boards and employees. So you're giving an enormous amount, omnipotent power to an appointee who doesn't have to live up to any transparency requirements or accountability to the public, and has this enormous amount of authority. It's a huge power grab that doesn't necessarily, end up benefiting the communities in which they're placed. We've seen it fail time and time again, and this is just a greater effort at doing that.
Now, the folks who are proponents of having the legislation for emergency financial managers told me yesterday, and have in the past as well, that this is a plan that helps folks step in, hopefully before bankruptcy occurs, and step in and work on the problems and give some solutions to avoid getting to bankruptcy, which is where they have this ultimate power. That's not how you see this process working?
Well, I think, of course, that's what they're going to say, but the fact of the matter is, if the governor's budget is enacted the way that he introduced it, it's going to force 160 cities into this crisis. It'll force over 100 school districts into this crisis. So the question shouldn't be, what are the rules going to be once you get into the crisis? The question should be, can we avoid forcing these municipalities and schools into the crisis in the first place?
The measure that was passed yesterday now goes to the governor's desk. Is there any timetable that we know of with the emergency financial managers for the governor to sign that?
No, but I'm sure he'll sign it soon.
He wants this off his table as well.
Yep.
What do you see happening next with all of this? Getting this constitutional amendment, what does that process look like?
It's just like introducing any other bill. It's a joint concurrent resolution, and so it will be assigned to a committee. I'm hopeful that we'll get a hearing and a vote on it. And if we're successful, it would go on the ballot in 2012, and the voters of Michigan would decide whether or not we should amend our Constitution to protect people's right to bargain.
And the demonstrations today, the rally today, they were people from all areas for all different reasons. Were we able to remain, and I watched some of it on a live stream, was it able to remain, you know, basically calm and peaceful and, respectful?
People are upset. I mean, what's a respectful rally? rallies are rambunctious by definition, and it's about getting energy and making your voice heard. And I think that, people stuck to the issues and the substance of what the governor has proposed and are very acutely aware of what those proposed cuts are going to do to our communities. And so their emotions are raw, but I certainly think that this is the people's house and they have every right to let their voices be heard. That's what democracy is all about.
Were you able to speak with constituents today or at the rally?
Oh, yes, I did.
And your remarks centered around the same kind of things we've talked about this evening?
Oh, absolutely. And what does Michigan look like as we move forward? Can you really talk about moving our state forward if you're willing to slash the education of our kids and make Michigan a less safe place to live? And I think I'm representative of my constituents when I say I think that those are investments we can't afford not to make.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your time today, an incredibly busy day for you. As always, love hearing your perspective.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who is the Senate Democratic leader. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.